to write his own arrangements of Bach's music. Some scholars even say that encountering Bach's music totally changed Mozart's style. But how was it possible that Mozart had never seen Bach's music? Well, less than 10% of Bach's music was published during his lifetime. This meant that over 90% of his music, if it still existed at all, was handwritten. And because copying Bach's very complicated music took a lot of time, there were very few copies of his music to be had. What is more, times had changed. People wanted music with melody, less complicated music. People who had heard of Bach often regarded him as more of a mathematical genius than a great composer. So, as far as music was concerned, Bach was pretty much dead. For many years, only music connoisseurs knew about Bach. But then, in 1824, a teenage boy brought Bach back to life. The great composer, Felix Mendelssohn, received a very special birthday gift, a copy of a rare musical manuscript. Bach had been dead for more than 70 years. His musical manuscripts had become rare collector's items. However, Mendelssohn's grandmother, who lived in Leipzig, where Bach had worked for 30 years, knew someone who had acquired a copy of a religious opera by Bach. This work, called an oratorio, was Bach's St. Matthew Passion. With some difficulty, she borrowed the manuscript and had it...